You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
So today I'm going to kind of pull back the curtain again and kind of let you look at a one-on-one call I had with a coach in teachhoops.com. The reason I do this is so you can kind of see what we do in teachhoops.com, kind of drawing back that curtain a little bit. You know, there's lots of resources out there. You know, it seems like there's new ones popping up all the time. I think what makes teachhoops.com unique is that, you know, there's guys out there running that are college coaches. There's guys out there that are trainers. They're doing weight training. I started this site from a personal spot, from someone that's coached for 30 years, from someone that, you know, has coached at the highest level, at the high school level, has won state titles, have coached professional players. You know, I think I have a base knowledge that a lot of these places out on the web do not. And that's why I started. I thought I could share back, you know, things about parents, things about making cuts, things about tryouts, things about drills that, you know, unless you're doing it every day and you've done it for 30 years like me, I don't know if you know all those ins and outs. So go over and check it out. 14-day free trial, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. And I can't imagine a better time to go over and check it out. All right, here we go. I hope you enjoy this and talk to you soon.
Can you can hear me, but you can't see me.
Yep. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, like before I could see you and I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Hear me. It's like two old guys.
You know what I mean? I could see you and I could hear you.
Right.
But you couldn't hear me.
Right. And I think I stopped at other meeting. All right. Well, what here, let's do this. I'll record this and then I'll just send it to you. So if you have a question, I'll draw it up. If we have that kind of stuff and I can talk you through it and then I'll just send it to you. That's easy. And then we can.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then maybe something what we could try to do is like, I could talk to my tech guy to see like where I put the headphones in. Cause I know I have done this stuff before, but
right.
For whatever reason, I must not be putting up.
I saw you jumped in late in office hours. Did you could hear all of us talking. Could you see too?
I could see you and I could see the other guy.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. But we couldn't hear you. If you said anything, we didn't hear you say anything.
Right. And I figured that because I tried to say something, but was fine.
So. Okay. Okay. So that's what we got to figure out, the voice thing. So 2 weeks, huh?
Right.
Are you ready?
Well, yeah. And this is like some of the reasons why I want to chit-chat with you about it. I got a couple of things I want to throw at you. But number one, so our football team is still playing.
Yeah.
And we're going to probably win Friday. And then we'll play, obviously, level four to go to state.
Right.
And, you know, I think we have a shot, but, you know, it's going to be a good game when we get there. I think Friday night we should be fine. Right. So, you know, it's like, it's a struggle because, like, probably three of the guys, all four of the guys that play football are, like, three are starters and one's a guy coming off the bench, you know?
So you're saying, so you'll probably win this Friday, which means they'll have another week of practice. And then win,
yep.
If they win the following Friday, then you won't have them the first week of basketball. If they lose, they'll have Saturday and Sunday and then Monday. Okay, so what I have done in the past, so you got to give them some days to kind of recoup.
right.
So if they win and then lose, when's your first game?
We play November 28th, and I don't want to change it because that's the Tuesday, then that Friday's our first conference game.
Yeah. So, you know, so if they get Saturday and Sunday, I would make maybe I'd make tryouts a little bit lighter. Do you do 2-a-days like we do, or do you do just after school?
You know what? I was going to do 2-a-days, but I'm probably not going to, you know. This is what I thought about, Coach. So, if they would lose in the level four game, so I was going to give them off Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, Monday to turn in equipment, Tuesday just to go home. If they want to come to practice, that's fine. And then right. I was going to start them Wednesday.
Yeah.
Which would give us plenty of time
yep.
to get them going. To
so
get
my
them ready,
rule, my know? Rule is my rule is usually 5 days with that kind of stuff because I've talked to people about recoup because football's different. You know, that's why they don't play two football games a week.
right.
So, and it's kind of a mental thing too. It's kind of like, all right, I know you're ending, gather your breath, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. The only hard part is kind of picking your team and when I was up north, basically you got to push that back a little bit. All right. So we're going to do a couple of days. We're going to maybe have 4 days of tryouts. I definitely would not do 2-a-days. I definitely would not do 2-a-days.
Right.
Just because they don't need that. And, you know, they're not going to be in basketball shape for 2 or 3 weeks anyway, to be honest with you.
Right. So if they made it to state, my plan was this. So if they made it to state, they're going to miss that whole first week of practice.
Yep.
Then Monday, I was going to give them off Monday. So then they would start Tuesday, which would be like the week before Thanksgiving. So they'd start Tuesday. Tuesday morning, we scrimmage Tuesday night. So
right.
They couldn't scrimmage because – so I was going to bring those guys in Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
And kind of like, you know, give them a light workout. Not kill them, but hey, yep. Get shots up, maybe a little ball handling.
Yep.
You know, maybe if I, you know, put something I want them to see, talk about.
Yeah.
Like an hour deal there in the morning. And then – Wednesday, I was going to start with them on Wednesday.
Yeah, I would make it really – and the thing is, even if they're playing so let's say the good things happen and they win their next two football games, you can still be cerebral with them. It's like, hey, I know you got football, blah, 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 blah. Here's the stuff that we're going to be working on the first week and give them like a handout or something like that and say, hey.
Right.
You know, when you have 20 minutes in English class because you're bored, just look this over. I know you should be 100% focused on winning a state title and blah, 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 blah. Just do this. When you're done with football, we'll talk. I'm not even going to talk to you about it. Just kind of that kind of stuff. So just so it's kind of lingering in their brains a little bit. Because it doesn't take anything physically for them to be a little cerebral about, oh, we're going to run this and here's our schedule, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know. Keep them in the loop is basically what I have found has been successful. You know, you just don't want them out of
right.
the loop, you know?
Right. So then, so then Tuesday morning they'd come in, we'd scrimmage Tuesday night, I'd bring them back. So that'd be like your kind of first practice with everybody on Wednesday. Thursday's Thanksgiving, they'd be off.
Yep.
And then Friday we'd practice, Saturday we'd practice, off Sunday, then we'd practice Monday. play Tuesday.
Yep.
Now, would you go like on Friday, excuse me, on Wednesday or Friday, would you go 2 days or would you go a longer practice or?
Okay, so we, so here's the old coach in me. We scrimmage on Wednesdays because the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is notoriously one of the worst practices of the season.
Right.
Because you've been beating them. It's been a week and a half, and now they know tomorrow they're going to lay around and eat and do nothing.
Yep.
So it's a notoriously bad practice. So let's see. Bring them in Tuesday. Are they going to go to the scrimmage on Tuesday night?
It's in Rice Lake. Okay. So yeah, they will be there. Yeah.
So they should be there. They should be there. Okay, so Tuesday morning. I might go Wednesday morning long. Go for a good hour and a half, 2 hours. And I mean – I would say Friday would be the day I would go double if you're going to go double, not Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I'd go hard on Friday because then you can go a little bit lighter on Saturday, but then they get Sunday off. If you go hard on Wednesday, Thursday's just a weird day, you know. But when they get back, that's okay. Hey, you get all day Thursday, but we're going to be in here at 7 a.m. on Thursday and then go home and eat. Take a nap, and then we're coming back at 3 and going hard again. You know, this is just the cost of doing business.
Right.
Because you guys were successful, blah, 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 blah. And you're not punishing them. You just want to get all your stuff in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know how many practices you need in before you can play. I don't even know that rule anymore.
I don't even. I think they'll be fine, but yeah. I'm not even sure what it is.
I think it's, It's a good problem to have, but
yeah,
that's why I'm hoping some Prairie keeps winning in basketball. So
you mean football?
In football, I mean, yeah, that's what I meant. Football.
Yeah. I think they're going to too.
I think they are too, and that just messes you up that first week. You know,
it does.
It does.
It does. You know, and I talked to some of our kids today. I'm doing a book study. It's called Chop Wood, Carry Water with some of my players that aren't old for football.
Okay.
And in that book, it talks a lot about, worrying about the controllables. And I said, you know, if football goes to state, hey, you know what? We got to focus on what we can control. I mean, obviously, that's out of our control. You know, we just got to focus on what we can control, and we're not going to make excuses or anything like that, you know?
Right, right. And you know what? Come January, no one's going to remember that, to be honest with you. It's like it's going to be a distant memory. It's like, all right, let's celebrate this. Let's go, you know, blah, blah, blah. Let's go down and root them on for a state championship, and then let's go get our own kind of thing. Yeah, let's go get our own championship kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. So that was one issue. My other thing was, so we run we call it Beloit, so it's – I got it from Joe Ruffs, who used to be at Roncalli a while back.
Ago. Yep, yep.
It's a 5-0. And I'm sure, because I saw on there you put, on your offense, you put Sussex Green.
Yep.
And I'm thinking you got that from Sussex Hamilton.
I did. I'm giving him credit.
Because they run Beloit, kind of what we run, you know, the open – it's an open post, but
it is an open post. But we basically have kind of morphed all these things kind of together. You know, it's a little bit of read and react. It's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of this. You know, it's like,
yep.
Because all those things you read online, like read and react, is like 87 different layers. Shoot, my guys can't remember 4 things.
So
the Sussex Cut is one cut that we do, but it's basically. The ball goes from the top, and then we pass to the wing, and then the top guy and the wing go screen, and then they slip.
Yep.
So the slip is hard. Yep. The slip is hard to defend. Right.
So we run, you know, that offense that Throny runs, and we've been running it for a while now, and our kids know it. So where I'm leading with this question is, in the past, we kind of like, you know, we'd run this offense, and then we'd run some sets. And last year, I just called it attack. Very, very simple. We were in our 5-0 spots. Like, our point guard would try to come down, penetrate. If it wasn't there, he would kick it. He would cut ball side corner, and now the guy in the wing was trying to drive middle kind of off his butt. You know, but this year, I'm thinking about putting in the dribble drive because I like the spacing in the dribble drive, like creating double gaps. And we really have a team that I have some teams that I have a team that I feel can really beat people off the dribble and create like problems, two-on-ones, situations, stuff like that.
Right, and the thing is, so if you saw my team last year couldn't really dribble the ball very well.
Right.
So we had basically a one dribble rule. Like if you can't get a layup and get to the rim and dunk it, you can't dribble. So this year's team is going to be different. So what I think you want to do is you can extend what you're doing already and just say, okay, we're going to do these kind of dribbles. And I wouldn't give them just the freedom to dribble. I would say, all right, if you can't get to where you need to go in three dribbles, then we still want those cuts because the cuts are what wear the defenders down. The dribbles are when they start cheating on you and getting in your space. Then you want to be able to go around them. So, I mean, you think you can go a total dribble drive?
Well, so, and that's what I was, ask you. So, like, basically, like, our kids know our Bloyd offense really good. I mean, yep. I could call them up, tonight, and obviously they wouldn't be crisp, they wouldn't be sharp. But they're familiar with this offense. So, like, I was wondering, like, obviously I want to keep our open post, our motion.
Right.
But I thought about, implementing the dribble drive,
Yeah, and I think you do that. Just say you should be able to do what you want to do in three dribbles or two dribbles or whatever you want.
Got it.
And then, seriously, I show them. I said, I'm an old man. I can dribble from free throw line to free throw line in three dribbles. If you can't do anything in three dribbles, why are you dribbling? So that way, you kind of keep it, but you give them you say, hey, I believe in you guys, and I know you can do this. So I'm giving you more freedom than so you play up there, the whole teenage thing. I'm giving you more freedom than I've given other teams, and here's why. I know you guys can attack. We can get to the free throw line. This is why we want to do it. But don't just start. The problem is it's like giving them a piece of candy and then they want the whole bag.
Right.
That's what I have found when you say dribble. It's like now they start doing like the and one tour and they start dribbling to the corner and getting trapped. And it's like, no, you better have a direction to score if you're attacking or you're going to get fouled or go out, So I think it's perfect. I think it's a perfect addition to what you already have. I don't think you tank it, especially if they're good at it. You leave it. Like that's what we're going to do this year. We're pretty good. The guys coming back are actually more fit for kind of the dribble drive-ish kind of game. So we're going to leave our core, our read and react core, and then we're going to add variations to that off the dribble. And then it's like, holy crud, how do you run that for 30 seconds, it's going to be hard to score, And I got two more years before the shot clock comes in, so I got to do what I got to do, man.
Right. No, I hear you. So those were a couple things that I want to just kind of bounce off you,
okay. Your
thoughts. I have a couple more things. Another thing is, we're not very big. I mean, we're pretty skilled. I got one kid going to go play. I have two kids playing that are going to play Division III basketball. So my point guard's really quick, can handle the shit out of the ball. He's not a big kid, but for his size, he's athletic, can jump, can defend, but just can really handle the ball, get the ball off the floor for us. I mean, like last year, we averaged in the 70s,
That's a lot.
And I think
– yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I got I really feel I can play nine kids this year and feel comfortable. Like my ninth guy, I'm not know what I mean?
Right.
I feel comfortable playing nine guys. Now, granted, that's if we stay healthy, all that good stuff.
Yep. Yep.
But anyways, we're not overly big. you know, like my biggest kid is probably 6'4".
Okay.
He shoots the ball really well. But so two things, like, so two things maybe you can help me with. Number one, so like our second game of the year, we play Memorial, and they're going to be decent this year. They have a big football kid that's about 6'4", probably going to go play for the – I think he's playing for the Badgers.
Okay.
So he's not like a huge skilled guy, but, I mean, he's just a big beast that obviously can score down low. And then you have another kid that's decent size. I'm a little bit worried about, you know, matching up with them, playing them straight up man. So, obviously, I almost feel we need to have a zone kind of in our repertoire. But, you know, again, you know, what that zone is, I'm not sure. You know, Christ, the freaking, if football makes it to state, I mean, it's like, you know.
That's going to have to wait till after the first. That's going to have to wait till after the first of the year then. So, okay. So, I mean, you're not going to be able to teach them a matchup or 1-3-1. You could maybe teach them a run and jump. I mean, here's my theory is you got to hide your weaknesses and accentuate your positive. So if your positive is getting up and down the court and athleticism, that means you want more possessions. You want to get up and down the court. That falls into a run and jump. That falls into some pressure in the full court. Rebounding is obviously going to be an issue probably a little bit for you. So that means you want, you know, you don't want them to be able to you want to just layups, basically, I think.
Right.
You know, you want to be able to get easy buckets too. So if you're pressuring, is your man pack? Are you like a Dick Bennett? Are you a push?
No, we're more of a pressure guy.
Okay.
Pressure team.
So that's what you want to do. You want to get up in their grill and push them to those corners and push them to those baselines and trap the crud out of them. That's what I would do. And then as you're doing that, then you can work on your, you know, your matchup. You can work on your 1-3-1. You can work on your, you know, whatever you want to do zone-wise to, you know. And especially if you're 9, the thing is, if you're 9, that means you got bodies. So I'm going to wear you down. You know, if you get, like, my team last year, I had 6 guys. I couldn't get in foul trouble because – They killed us in the States. You saw that Jake Ferguson got in foul trouble when we were toast. So it's like you've got bodies, then you've basically got fouls to give in some respects, and you're not worried about, you know, those things happening. So I would work on, you know, we're going to play man, and we're going to get in people's grills, and we're going to push them to where we want them to go. And that's how maybe you jump ball screens, you double all the ball screens, or you do that so they can't get the ball to the big guy. I'm always like, we're going to take away, you know, like my team last year, we took away Hauser and we took a Blair away. I want to take your first and second options away and make third, four, five beat.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. They allow us to keep these podcasts moving and chugging and allow us to pay the bills. So it's one way that you can give back. If you love these podcasts, come over and join for a couple of months. The 14-day free trial, kick the tires around. And we've got lots of great new things going up on a daily basis. We would love if you subscribe and like wherever you do that, Apple, Spotify. And then go over and check out our other two podcasts, High School Hoops and Teacher Sidegate. I think you'll love them. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
It's kind of my theory.
Yep, I agree. Yep.
Yeah. So I think that's what you want to do, especially against a big guy like that. It's like you just want him to have to run up and down the court. Because if he's playing football, he's going to have the same problem all the other football players are going to have. You know, they're not going to get football. They're not going to get basketball shape for 6 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever it's going to take.
Right. Great.
But I wouldn't push the zone stuff. I wouldn't early. It's just, especially if you're not a zone team. Like we have a matchup in, my guys know how to run it. You know, I can put it in 3 days and they'll be okay at it. They won't be great at it, but it's something that's in your repertoire. If it's not in your repertoire, then that's a good month when it's brand new, in my opinion.
Okay. So, you know, here's a big thing that I've really been, so like our like zone offense, you know, and if you could help me out with this, I would love you. So, like, basically, we've been, like, traditionally kind of like a 3-out, 2-in zone offense. You know, you know, nothing too fancy, you know, against a 2-3, you know, but like my tallest kid is my best 3-point shooter. I don't really have a true big, to be honest with you. I have a football kid about maybe 5'11", 6 foot, kind of a strong kid.
Right.
But not that he's a post guy. You know what I mean? So what I'm looking for is I'm looking for something that, like, you know, has good movement, cutting maybe, and flashing the middle of the zone.
Okay. So, yeah, so I'll send you one that we run against a 2-3. I don't know if chair would work if you don't have bigs. I'll send you that one too. And then I would also run your read and react against it. Swear to God. I mean, they don't like – those zones don't like flashers at all.
Hey, everybody, I hope you're enjoying our conversation. Go over and check out ttroops.com for coaches who want to get better. I don't think you'll be disappointed. It's a great time of year. Middle of March is the time to go. You know, we're kind of getting over the end of the season, and we're thinking spring, we're thinking summer, we're thinking we want to join a community. 14-day free trial. Go over and check it out. ttroops.com for coaches who want to get better.
At all. Have you run your read and react, kind of your Bloyd against the 2-3?
We really haven't, no.
Yeah. So think about how the matchups are going to happen. I mean, can you shoot is the question.
Well, you know, we do. I have a couple kids that can shoot it pretty well. Yes.
So what I would do is I would stay in your five. So I'll send you the kind of the zone tweaks that we do and some flashing and how we cut through. So I'll write myself a note to do that. I get my assistant.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. I'll do that. But what I'm talking about, more of a non-scoutable thing. So those are both kind of pattern offenses. And then the non-pattern offenses, we just run our read and react. And especially if you got guys that can shoot. So our rule is if the guy shoots the three, we get two or three crash in the offensive boards too. Top guys back and the rest of them are crashing because the zone has a really hard time because they're all just running in. You know what I mean? So that shot goes up and you got three guys. Usually we have the shooter not crashing and whoever's on top not crashing. The other three are going to the offensive glass like it's like life or death.
Right.
Because zones have a hard time turning and going and finding somebody, and especially when they're 22 feet away. It's crazy what you'll get. You'll get some crazy bounces. And then you'll hit some threes, and that will extend them a little bit. But that cutting through is really good. These offenses I set you will be good too, but just running your normal, you know, the dribble part won't be there as much, but the flashing and the cuts and the Sussex and the slips cut all – I mean, at least mine does. Mine does all that cutting through the middle of the paint, which zones hate. Zones hate that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. If it's 2-3, if it's 2-3-3-2 stuff, then you'll be fine.
Okay. But no, so that's one thing I really want to, you know, get dialed in is our zonal offense, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I'll send
and
you.
And then, you know, the other thing is, and one of the reasons why I signed up for this, you know, program is, you know, obviously I really respect what you've done down at Madison and, you know, I watched you coach numerous times and, you know, and I know before I signed up, I know we talked a little bit about, you know, like, you know, obviously on paper is on paper, but, you know, I mean, you know, not, you know, obviously we're Northern Wisconsin, so we're not like, you know, your league or anything like that, but, you know, we should be a contender for our conference. There's no doubt about
right,
it.
Again,
we're healthy, you know.
Right.
If we're healthy. I mean, you know, last year, shit, we should have won the goddamn league, or we should have tied for the league at least. And we just went on the road and we didn't play well, so we ended up taking second. But anyways, but I got a lot of kids coming back. We're senior dominated. But, you know, obviously thinking long term, you know, which we talked about La Crosse Central. You know, they're pretty young. They got three kids that will be D1 players, but they're all sophomores.
Oh, they're legit. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I took your advice. I scheduled De La Salle out of Minnesota, which I think they won like six or seven state championships in a
row. They're crazy good. They get every good kid in Minneapolis. Yeah. They'll be really good.
So we're going down their place this year. And I purposely did that, you know, because I, you know what? If they kick your ass, they kick your ass. But
yep. I'd make a whole weekend of it. Would you do during the week or is that on a weekend?
It's a weekend.
I would try to convince the parents to stay overnight and make a thing of it for the kids too. Cause I'm telling you, that's a big deal. As far as making them a cohesive group, you know, we're going to South Carolina. We went to Florida last year, all that stuff. Our winning percentage in December is like 70%. Our winning December, January and February is like 97%, because I get them away and I get them in. It's like a retreat. It's so good. I'm telling you. If there's any way you can do stuff like that where you can maybe, you know, play the game no matter what happens, then hey, we're going to go to the Mall of America, we're going to hang out, we're going to go to Golden Corral. It's not about you and them, it's about them and them.
Right,
that's what it's really about.
I hear you, you know. So what's your thoughts on, like, you know, And I know, I really truly believe this, and I'm not, I mean, I really truly, you know, I would say, you know, if we would play Central 20 times, we could probably maybe beat them, you know, or be right there probably two times. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I truly believe that if things would go our way and maybe one of their studs had a bad game, you know, we could beat those guys. So obviously, belief is a big thing, you know. Our kids believe that. But so where I'm going with this, and again, so like I was thinking about, you know, getting some film on, you know, Central, you know, kind of early, you know, but.
Oh, I'd get it as early as I can, and I'd get as much film as I can. I swear to God. I am like, I have literally one of my assistants, that's all he does is film. All he does is film. That's, you know, he runs, he comes to practice, he does all the stuff. He is like the film guy. I mean, you need somebody that's you should, like, every time you can get lacrosse, you should try to get him. Film doesn't lie.
Right.
And there's patterns. And
right.
That's teacher in me. I mean, we had plenty of film on Stevens Point. And we didn't lose that game because we didn't have film on Stevens Point. I mean, we knew how Joey was going to – I mean, it's – you got to get film. And the thing is, when you play them, it's going to be about possessions too. If you're talented enough to play them and you can spread them out, you're going to have to make them defend you for 40 seconds too.
Right.
You don't want up and down AAU, let's go. You want we're going to grind this and we're going to take, you know, it's the reason the shot clock shouldn't come to Wisconsin, because it's what makes high school basketball unique. But I'm under the other theory, and I've been like this for 20 years. We want to win conference. We want to go to the state tournament. We want to beat, look, I mean, I don't hide from it. Like, everything we're doing is getting ready to beat them. I mean, we talked about Stevens Point all year. Last year, my guys weren't scared of Stevens Point. Stevens Point's better than us, but we weren't, because we had talked about it all year. It wasn't like, oh my God, we're playing. No, it's like, okay, we're getting ready to go beat them. So I don't think are they in your sectional?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yep. I'd be talking about them from day one.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, if we can get out of our sectional, we can get to Madison. I mean, I'm just, you know,
you win,
I
really
believe that. I mean,
yeah, like, you win it. Yeah.
Marshfield is probably the team that's going to come out of the other sectional.
Right.
We played them this summer with all their guys, and we beat them. I mean, it was a close game.
Right.
And I know it's summer. But so my question to you, Coach, is this. So, like, you know, if I get – like, how – like, and I know you maybe – I mean, I'm definitely okay with saying, hey, guys, we're preparing to beat the best. I mean, hey, you know what, we're getting ready for – Central, whatever, but so how much would you, like, during the year, maybe not tell your guys, but, like, start thinking about how are we going to defend these guys? Well, we got to get a plan going, and we can't work on it 2 days before we play them.
No, know what I mean? And the thing is, this is where – so here's my theory on this, too. This is where – I don't know how your assistant thing is. I'd have assistants trying to get as much film as you can. And then I don't really worry about tournament until after Christmas, after the first of the year. We're gathering information because a November game and a January game are so much different. So I'm gathering. Yeah, so I'm gathering November games more for just pure data. And then come January, that's when we sit down as a staff and go, okay, let's map this out because, you know, realistically, last year there were about 10 of us, 15 of us that could win the state title. There were about four of them in our league. It was crazy. So we had mapped out, okay, these are the teams we're going to have to beat if we want a chance to do it. And you have to be the same way. Okay, look at your sectional. If you can't beat, I tell my staff, I said, if we can't beat team B, La Crosse Central is not a problem. So we're not going to beat La Crosse Central if we can't beat this team, whatever team that is. So everything we do is to get ready for these two or three teams, because if you can beat them, you can beat everybody else. It's kind of my theory. So that's where you have to start thinking, okay, they got the Twins, they got the big guy, you know, how can we take them? You know, we're going to have to make the big guy defend 22 feet from the basket. We're going to, you know, what are they going to do to us? They're going to trap us. I haven't seen your team. I've seen lacrosse. I'd trap you probably if I was lacrosse.
Right.
Come at you. Well, how are we going to deal with that? Well, we need to start in January and start working on traps. How are we going to get out of traps? We're going to diagonal cut. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So you're always thinking about it, because then if team B does that to you, that's nothing. They're not lacrosse. They don't have three Division I guys on their team.
Right.
So it's easy. Yeah. So I would map it out sooner rather than later, to be honest with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, but, you know, I mean, obviously, those are things that I'm just really, you know, that's why one of the main reasons why I joined this is to develop a relationship with you.
Right. And I would love to see your film. I told some other coaches too. I don't know if you were on the thing. I'm more than willing to look at your team real quick too. I mean, I've watched so much film in my life. I'm the old VHS dub to tape kind of old guy. So if you send me Huddle or something, no problem. I take a look at it and I can say, ooh, here's what, you know, I always tell people, and if you got anybody in the community that can come and scout you too, I have people scout me all the time. Swear to God, because my staff's been together for freaking 20 years. We all think the same. So what I want is people seeing, hey, Johnny can't dribble to his left ever. And I go, well, yeah, I know that. I'm trying to hide him. What should I do? So, I'm more than willing to look at stuff, you know, even look at some other teams for you if you want. I need about a week leeway is what I'm telling people, just to kind of get some notes.
Awesome. And
look at it. But yeah, I would start. I mean, yeah, I mean, my guess is they're so athletic. I don't know how their other two players are. I know who their big three are.
Right.
One would probably, I don't know. Do they have any more bigs? It'd probably be a couple more guards is my guess. I don't know.
That's my guess too. Yeah.
So yeah, you want minimum, you want 40 possession game against them. I'm thinking.
Right.
I don't know.
No, but, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Go ahead.
Like, how many sets do you have, and how much, like, how do you go about implementing your offensive system and stuff like that?
So, how many, like, quick hitters? You're talking about things to score quickly off of, like, sets that way?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. I'm always in a battle with one of my assistant coaches because he thinks we should have less. I always feel like we should have more. Because I always want things, and I always want, you know, ammo in my gun to go into battle. You know, early in the season, I'll have a couple out of bounds plays that I feel really good about. And I'll probably have, you know, I'll have a zone offense in, I'll have man offense in, I'll have a zone, couple zones, I'll have a trap. And then I'll have maybe two or three quick hitters before January. And then I start looking at opponents and go, okay, we want to isolate this kid, or this kid can't defend. We need a, you know, pick and roll or a, you know, double ball screen or whatever it is. And that's when I start tweaking that. You know, we all have our favorite quick hitters kind of thing. But, you know, I slowly add them. And I don't know if you listen. I don't remember if it was on Facebook or whatever. I'm a big believer in time. Two or three times a week, we put time on the clock. This is a big bow thing. And we run situations. I have a big stack of like 3x5s that I've just made over the years. And my assistant will grab one and I'll say, okay, what does it say? And we'll put it on the clock. And then I'm a big believer in drawing on the whiteboard then, even though they might know that the quick hitter is called, you know, water, whatever it is. So run water. There's no water. That's why I'm calling it that. But anyway, call it run water. And then I'll, you know, oh, timeout. And then I'll diagram it. So I'm practicing diagramming and they're practicing listening to me. Because in those big games, it's like, you just got to be able to do it without them thinking about it. And it helps me kind of work through that process. But I do that a lot, especially after January. I mean, I don't do a ton of that early. I should probably do more, especially if they're going to be closer games. But a lot of situational stuff, you know, how much time's left? What are we doing? How can we do it? Those kind of things. But go on Schoology and look, start filling out that big Excel spreadsheet I have on there. That thing's awesome. I'll send it to you too.
So where's that under?
That's under mini lessons under practice planning for the entire year. I'll find it for you and send it to you. But basically, it's a big spreadsheet. So I map out how much I'm spending on each time, and I think there's even a lesson me kind of walking through it where. Like, okay, so like the first week, I think John's already worked on the first week because I just got done with volleyball. But, how much time are we going to work on man offense? So it kind of works it across because I don't know about you, but there's been times when I've ended up at a scrimmage and holy crud, I don't even have an out of bounds play in and we got a scrimmage tomorrow kind of thing. So it helps me map out the entire season and just makes it easier. And I only do it in 2 weeks chunks. Because anything past 2 weeks, I tend to monitor and adjust too much. But I'll find that for you, too. It's an Excel sheet that one of my assistants made, and it's awesome. It kind of like – and now, if you go in and watch the video of me explaining it with our program, it will have, like, you know, us running, what we're running when. Oh, we put a 1-3-1 in. We spent 10 minutes on Tuesday. We spent 20 minutes. So it kind of keeps track of how much time I'm spending on everything. Because I don't know about you, but I get into a gym and it's like, I'll look up and it's like, oh crap, we just spent 20 minutes on, you know, ball screens. It's like, well, we don't have time to do that.
Right.
You know, it gets away from you is the problem. So that will help kind of map out when you want to put stuff in, send an Excel sheet.
Yeah, if you could send me that, that'd be awesome.
I'll send that in the flash thing. Go ahead.
Do you run any out-of-bounds plays out of 1-4 low sets?
I do. I'll find some of those, too. I like 1-4. I like stacks. We have not – if you've got any, I want some because we have not been super successful in the last couple of years. I think people are zoning. I think they're sagging more. I got to go back and watch some film on that. Because early in my career, we were a lot more successful on scoring. I think more people are playing man, too, though. Got to figure a way to exploit that, I think. Do you run low one fours?
You know, I think I'm going to do more of that this year.
Especially if you got shooters in the world.
I have a really good one. I got to see if I can find it. I'm not sure if I put on fast draw yet or not, but that Northwestern runs out of a box set that's really, really good.
Yeah, if you got one, I'd love to see one because I'm always looking for – I mean, what I've told people too is like – and there was a young coach on a couple of weeks ago, and he's just got the job. I said, do what you can do. Scout and find ways to get easy points and out-of-bounds plays and quick hitters and those kind of things are ways to get – if you execute them well are ways to get easy points, especially if you can't score. But it sounds like you guys can score. That's not a problem. And getting in shape. That's what my worry is, getting in shape.
Right. I know. You know, I'll tell you what, it's just, you know, obviously I want our football team to do well, but it really bothers me that fucking, excuse my language, that that, you know, football season is like, you know, I know it doesn't affect a lot of teams, but if you're in a good, if you're in a school with a good football program,
right?
I think it's like you said, if Sean Prairie, if they go to state, I mean, Coach Boos, man, that guy's going to, his whole first week is going to be kind of,
what's done?
You know what I mean?
He's got like four of his top eight. It's going to be toast. Yeah. It's.
I know.
Yeah. And the thing is, they don't do that with basketball. I mean, really, I don't think maybe track's starting, but they don't usually have an event.
Yeah, they don't either. You know, like volleyball, they're done. I mean, you coach volleyball, you're done, right?
Right. Well, we lost. Yeah, we lost tonight. The state tournament is the Saturday before. So my ideal world is I'd coach in the state finals, and then I'd have Sunday off, and practice would start on Monday. We lost tonight
right.
to a better Middleton team. We played pretty well, but we lost tonight. So now I'm done. So we'll have our end of the meeting thing tomorrow, and then the basketball hat will go back on. I get a week and a half to, like I told my wife, I said, you get a week and a half now. That's it. Week and a half. It's over. She goes, I know. But the good thing is my son's on my volleyball team and he'll be on the JV bat. So I'm spending time with him. So that's what makes it fun.
Right.
You know, if it wasn't.
No, then, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Those are the memories we'll remember. But.
Yep.
All right. So let's plan on this in a couple of weeks, Coach, after the season starts.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking, okay. Like I said, I think like doing this every 2 weeks would be awesome.
Okay. Yep. Whenever you want.
Are you going to send out like?
I'm going to be gone.
Can I just do it through like email?
Yeah, I'm gonna send you another. I'll send you a calendar. So I'm gonna stop it for a week because I'm gonna take the week off before basketball starts, and then I'll probably do an office hours again. And then when I do office hours, I'll post up over the next right before Thanksgiving. I'll put some times up, and you can always text me or email me too, Coach. We'll find some time. That's not a problem.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, no problem with that.
Yeah, so. If you could send me your zonal offensive stuff,
and I'll send you that Excel sheet. And if you find the 1-4, it would be awesome. Send me that 1-4 if you find it.
I will. And you send me some of your out of bounds plays, and then I'll send you some of my stuff. So.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, thank you, Coach. I greatly appreciate all your help.
No problem. Anytime. Bye bye. Hey, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that. Please go over and subscribe and like and leave a review and tell me what you're thinking of these podcasts. I got some great ones coming up. We're going to be looking at, I think, job applications. I know there's a lot of people that listen to this that want to talk about questions, talk about those kind of things. I think that's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks. Then my interview process starts back up now that I'm kind of in the off season.
I start lining up interviews. And so if there's anybody that you think that you would want to hear, let me know. It's steve@ttroops.com, steve@ttroops.com. We'd love to get them on the show. Or if you would like to be on the show, let me know. If you have something to share to our basketball community, we would love to have you. Talk to you soon.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like. We love those. And send me an email, steve@ttroops.com. Tell me what you want to hear in the future. Also, go over and check out ttroops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.